Welcome everybody. Shir number 1387. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravar and Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And Rafur Shleim Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our new inyan of Hachana L'Chol. Okay, so we started talking about Leshir, the introduction as to how far does it go. In other words, we're trying to see when it's a problem of a hachana liyamacher. In other words, when somebody does something and it's strictly for the weekday. In other words, I do an action on Shabbos, even though it might be allowed. I was not over one of the 39 malachas. There was no muktz involved. I didn't do any iser. But the thing I did was, the action I did was with the intention that, plain and simple, I'm doing it for tomorrow or for tonight. In other words, Motzi Shabbos, or I'm doing it for Sunday, whatever the case might be. Okay, so we're trying to see, where do we draw the line, what it's all about. Now, so we quoted, I just want to go through real quickly what we quoted, and we'll try and see the places in the Shulchan Aruch that talks about it. Again, like we said last time, there's not too many, it's more spread out. There's not like simin, what simin do we learn, the halachas of hachana, preparations for the week. There is no such simin. It's just spread out various different places in conjunction with various different halachas. So there's an interesting halacha brought down in Simon Reish Nun Dalid, but it's not Negei Lamaisa. It doesn't apply today, basically, as far as our ovens. They're talking about ovens. In those days, they used to have to take out the bread was sort of like attached to the wall and the top and the bottom and so on. It's a totally different type of ovens that we have today. So we're not going to get into the whole halacha right now, but the point I just want to make is what we quoted from the Mishnah Berurah last time, and that is, so they talk about taking out one bread, two bread, challah, whatever the case is, and there's no issues over here of whereby it's a question of baking or whatever. Everything is done, whatever the case is, however it was done, they had to take it off the sides or off the top, however it was done over there in those ovens. But the question is, a person wants to take out more than what they need for Shabbos. In other words, I need, let's say, one challah for Shabbos, right? And it's done. There's no questions of the baking issues or something like that. But I want to take out two. Well, I'll take out three, and I only need one. Or there's a question. I only need one. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us the point that we want to get to with what we want, what we need. We want to sort of like pull out the few words that the Mishnah Berurah brings in conjunction with this case, which would apply to us, and tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Mem Gimel. He says, actually, in the middle of Sifkat Memgim, which is to read the Lashon, he says, Avol Kolzeh, that which we're taking out, those breads from those tanurim, those ovens, whatever the case is, how they're doing it, whatever they're doing, but he says, Avol Kolzeh, Kesheroitzeh Lechol Mehem B'Shabbos, when you're taking out one, two, three, whatever you're taking out, but it's a question of whereby you're going to be using them, you're going to be eating them on Shabbos. Avol Kolzeh, Kesheroitzeh Lechol Mehem B'Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yemen Sifkat Mem Gimel in Simen Reish Nun Dalet. You'll be eating them from on Shabbos. I'll call pan and mix us mehem, at least a part of them. You don't have to eat, like, if I take out a challah, let's say, right, from this oven or whatever. So I'm eating part of it. I don't have to, if a person has a challah, right, let's say they take a challah out of the freezer and they defrost it or whatever the case is and they use it. There's no chiv to eat the whole challah, right? I'm using it for my lechem mishnah, fine. So you'll say, well, I only ate half the challah. So the other half is a problem of hachana. The other half is considered preparation for the week because now I'll be preparing it for the week. In other words, now I'll be eating the rest during the week. So that preparation I did, half was for Shabbos, half was for during the week. No, it's all one challah. There's no such a thing. It's all one challah. You took it out. So that's what he says in Mishnah Berurah. Kol panim mixas mehem. I took out. I'm going to be using. I'm going to lechem mehem b'Shabbos. I'll kol panim mixas mehem. I'll be eating at least part of them. Right. So again, we have to see how these things apply. But that's what he says. Okay, the imloy came, but let's say I took out an extra challah, right? Let's say in this type of thing that we're talking about, this case, I took out, not the freezer, well, again, we're talking about the case in the Shulchan Aruch with the tanurim, with the ovens. So the person took out an extra one. The imloy came is also lirdois litzar echol. You can't do this, you can't shovel it out, you can't take it out for the weekday, right? I'll take it out for the weekday. No, you can't do that. That you can't do, right? In the case in time with these ovens that they would be allowed to take out this type of a challah. But I'm taking it out for the week. No, you can't do that, right? So the question is over here, what did the person do wrong? I just took out this challah. So we see here that the Mishnah Berurah is telling us the simple act He says further, even just moving something. The person's just removing bread from the oven, right? For tonight, for Motzei Shabbos or for Sunday, whatever the case is. So what did I do? The oven's already open, everything's ready. I'm just taking it out and removing it. Okay, and there's no issues whereby bread's getting burnt. We're not talking about that. We're talking about plain and simple. I could have left it there. Everything will be exactly the same, because we're going to see if we could show a case in time whereby the action I'm doing is somewhat for now, for Shabbos, so then we'll be okay. But we're going to get to all that. So right now, that's what he's saying. Even just the fact of moving something is also keshu b'shvil chol when it's for the weekday. Now we'll see what it means, moving, but the point is over here that it doesn't, what we're trying to prove, what we spoke about in the introduction last year, we're trying to prove from the Mishnah Berurah that it doesn't have to be a major action. You don't have to go, you know, rearranging your house per se. Well, I'm rearranging my house instead of Sunday. I have time Shabbos, so I'll do it today. That's not what we're talking about. That's a totally separate issue. We're talking about plain and simple, a person does an action over here, simple action, but I'm doing it strictly for the weekday. I'm not going to be using it on Shabbos at all. We see over here, it is a problem. Of course, we're going to see all the various different practical applications, how that works. Now, we're going to see also, just before we end off, I don't want to close up right on this spot, but we're going to see also sometimes, if I don't do an action, it's going to actually ruin, if I don't do a certain thing, it's actually going to ruin a certain item, right? Let's say I don't take out the bread or whatever the case is, it's just going to burn, or it could be some other issue or whatever the case is. So really, then it comes out I'm doing it for now, right? Then I'm doing it for now. The point is over here, with the person, there's no issues at all. That's just the action I'm doing is strictly for Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, for something, sometime during the week. But if I could show that the action I'm doing is sometimes there's a hefsid, could cause a damage if I don't do this certain thing, right? Or something along those lines. So then it comes out you're doing it for now. But again, we're going to see all the various different practical applications, of course, as we go down the line. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.